It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning. Welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Had a little snowmageddon in the middle of the week. Had some bitter cold winter weather, and now it seems to be warming up a little bit where we are, and we got the mid-December thaw after we have a very slight freeze. So still great time to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, that's right. It's time for snow plows and shovels.
Right.
And, of course, keeping your smoker free of or your grill free of snow is a good idea too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You got to brush that stuff off. And like what I'm doing right now is I'm smoking for two events. I have to deliver them tomorrow. So when I get out of here, I'll be firing up the Generation 7, the one Tukes and I made. And I can get just enough product in there to handle these two events. But, of course, I've got a charity I'm donating to. Gave off a certificate for Doak Dean, one of the Dean kids. The Dean boys were both coaches in Lowell, and they both coached and taught my kids. And so when Doak became ill, I believe he had cancer or lymphoma. I can't remember now, but donated a certificate. And, of course, the wonderful lady that bought it is now wanting to feed her family. And so I'm bringing, it was a little bit of an extra big, a little bigger than the typical certificate. So I'm feeding a few people, and I'm going to go through some charcoal because, baby, it's cold. And when that black steel gets cold, it takes a while to heat it up. So all that said, get some extra charcoal.
Well, that and plan around it. And we're going to talk about gifts for the griller and maybe a blanket for your smoker. As funny as that sounds, that could be one if you continue to use it through the winter like Bob and I do. You can use those shipping blankets where you're packing blankets and things. You can go get those at like a U-Haul or someplace. They're only $4 or $5 a piece, but you'd be amazed the amount of heat that those things will hold in if you flop a couple of them around or over your smoker. But
it's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some grilling for the grannies. We've got a Lithuanian church on the northeast side of Grand Rapids, and there's about 25 ladies, I'm told, that are average age about 75.
Nice.
In the church.
So now I'm going to have to tell you to behave yourself and don't be hitting on them.
No, well, you know, my wife's going to be there too.
Oh, good. So she'll see to it.
Yeah, right. but anyway, so we're doing brisket. This is tomorrow, Sunday. We're doing brisket and we're doing chicken, and they wanted potato salad. So it's kind of a summer thing, but they wanted potato salad.
Well, I think your wife has a handle on that, doesn't she?
Right, yep. Mm-hmm. So that's why she's involved, and we're going to give them a little dessert.
And what time do you get done with that?
Oh, it's a stop and drop. They eat it hot. The church service gets done at 11:30, and they want to eat. So,
well, make sure you come over to Schmo's at 4:00 because
absolutely.
We have the 20th anniversary club party.
Right, this coming
and that's
tomorrow.
The second event I'll be bringing meat to.
Yeah.
That's all I have to bring is pulled pork and, of course, buns from the Wealthy Street Bakery.
Right. Yeah. Don't forget, did you get me some?
I did.
Good. Thank you.
I ordered them.
That's for the, That's for the ladies.
I didn't.
We'll pick them up after the show.
Yeah.
You sound like a couple of old ladies today. I swear. Yeah.
The older I get, the more I hear that, Conrad. So
comments from the cheap seat.
My boobs are getting kind of big, too, so you might be onto something there.
Right. Exactly. But comments from the cheap seats, if you don't know who that is. It's our producer, Conrad.
I don't know. I see you handing him money all the time. His seat's not as cheap as mine.
Right. Yeah. It's all good. But anyway, Conrad, we might cover this at the end of the show, but I understand there's a Jethro party coming up.
Yes.
And my wife this morning when I was getting ready, she's like, you got to get us that date because we want to go. And do you have that nailed down yet?
Sure. We do. It's Valentine's Day. It's at the American Legion on Wilson in Granville, Walker, Grand Rapids.
That Neil Fonger one?
Yeah. And we got a bunch of great bands, great food, and the tickets are not on sale yet.
Okay.
So just reserve the date and we'll let you know.
Very good.
And how many tickets are available? 300?
Yeah.
About right. So get them early because it sold out last year way too fast.
Yeah.
You almost need a bigger venue, but it's such a cool facility.
Yeah, we're doing a big upgrade on the food this year. Steaks to your...
They fired us. They fired us, and then the food got better. Right?
That hurt.
Oh, man. If you don't want steak, they got the champagne chicken.
And we'll upgrade.
Yeah.
And steak, I think I'm busy that day.
Steak or champagne chicken. Neither of those are Grilling Guys items. I guarantee you that.
I think they both are. Champagne chicken sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like a wine sauce.
You get to pick what, you know, how you want your steak done.
Do you do,
done,
that, do, you do that with Miller High Life, the champagne of beer?
Yeah. I think so.
You're always reaching.
But anyway, so Bob, we were going to talk about our friends from ThermoWorks.
Yeah, and we'll do that in, I think it looks like segment three. We can cover a bunch of it, but I have a, they sent us some nice presents, and it's the new RF.
Okay.
And that's what Chef, whatever his name, I can't think of their chef's name. Martin Earl. Chef Martin told us all about, well, they sent us a couple. They came in the mail this week. And I just last night pulled mine out and looked at it a little bit. I had put yours in the car as soon as I got it because I didn't want to forget it. But unfortunately, I loaned my car out.
Well,
and and the thing got probably emptied into my garage somewhere. But I got to tell you, and we can cover it maybe in segment three a little bit more, but you were the one that was all giddy about it. And right. I'm like Mr. Basic Thermopen. I don't like toys. You like toys. You like gadgets.
Well, and we're going to talk about that because this Gifts for the Griller is about what the show's about.
Well, I'll tell you what. After I started looking at what they did, this thing is pure genius.
Yep.
But there's also, are you giving me the hook, Conrad?
No, heck no.
He gave you the finger. Three of them. Three of them he gave you. Yeah.
He has three middle fingers.
Yeah. These guys are so distracted. I swear.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Well, my peripheral vision's pretty good.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, so here's kind of the gong that I heard. As I'm trying to program mine, my internet went out.
Oh. Yeah, that's why I did the show plan. That's why it's all over the map today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't even send it to you. I had to text you what I had on there, and I said, please print.
Yep.
I finally get a new printer. Everything's working good. Well, guess what? It's a network printer.
Right, sure. Yeah, they all are.
So the long and the short of it is, a takeaway, I should say, is sure, these new Wi-Fi this and that's are all great, but sometimes you need a basic tool too.
Right.
And I'm going to go back to that ThermoPen, my MX1, and whichever versions and iterations I have, I'm going to always make sure I have some of that basic stuff, because if you're doing a cook, and you end up like us where your broadband goes out.
Yep. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
You lose track of your...
It's gone out a bunch on us in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, really. You must have some...
All over the nation, I noticed internet being down all over.
Yeah.
And they say this or that. I have no idea what it is, but I am quite sure of this. I'm getting Starlink.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're using all the bandwidth in New Jersey to guide those drones that are flying all over. There, I don't know. You know, there's something going on there, but
there's
that's
something
a whole
going
issue.
On all over the world.
Right? Yeah, there's a song like that.
Yeah.
But so we're going to talk a little bit about in the rest of the show holiday gifts for the griller, smoker, or just regular outdoor cooking enthusiast on your list. There's a lot of things. We're going to cover a budget from a couple bucks to maybe a couple thousand bucks.
Is there any cast iron that you still need?
You know what? I'm pretty good, except that I gave away some. So
ran out of room?
Well, no.
Instead of cleaning it?
It was a gifts that we put together, and we filled them with those cobblers. And just said, never mind, you can
keep it. Well,
you
had a bunch of those.
Yeah, I did. I had like six of those regular 10-inch skillets, and I've got two left. So
which is plenty.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got a variety of sizes, and the ever-present and always useful Dutch oven. I still got that, too. So maybe, Bob, if we run out of items today, you can talk about the wonderful things you can do in a Dutch
maybe
oven.
Maybe I'll have to get you the big 12-quart.
Right, yeah. Well, I don't know. I got that one. I don't know how many. Six, maybe? Six-quart? It's a big one. But anyway. So
said.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about the heat source for the griller. Maybe a new grill, smoker, griddle, whatever it may be. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Hi, this is Andy Havemeyer, operating owner of Wealthy Street Bakery, where we're more than just pastries. Open from 6:30 to 9, Monday through Saturday, and 8 to 3 on Sundays. You can enjoy a fresh pastry in the morning, a hearty sandwich for lunch, or a delicious brick oven pizza for dinner. Whether you're into coffee and tea, beer or wine, our drink menu is sure to have something for everyone. We hope to see you soon. Don't forget to check out our sister location, Hall Street Bakery, on the corner of Hall and Fuller. Check out our menus online at wealthystreetbakery.com and also at hallstreetbakery.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters, nobody smokes.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we're approaching that Christmas holiday. Remember the reason for the season. That's a good thing. But one of the things that we do traditionally every year is do kind of a Gifts for the Griller show, Bob.
That's right. And who better to start off with than the outdoor extraordinaire griller
chef. The maven of mushroom.
The guy that'll eat anything and then try and feed it to Conrad.
Right.
Mr. Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance. How are you?
Good cold morning, gentlemen. And yes, I will eat just about anything. And we don't have to go into that, but I've got a new favorite of the month. I just want to throw out there: beaver chili.
Beaver chili. Okay. Well, are you trapping beaver? Are you shooting beaver? Or are you just picking up roadkill?
We are in the trapping season. So every morning at about 4 a.m., I get up and run a trap line because my wife says I obviously have nothing better to do. So I had actually done some nuisance beaver trapping here not too long ago, and just like anything I do, if I kill it, I'm going to eat it, and holy smokes, is it amazing.
Brad, I think she's giving you a hint when she tells you that.
I'm confused on who is the nuisance varmint.
Hey, how does that taste? Is it pretty good? I hear it's good.
Yeah, it's really like beef. I would say a little bit sweeter. Definitely a red meat, but I got my good old grinder at home, so I've done crock pot with a beaver. It worked out great, and I'm thinking, boy, you know, as I read some more forums on it, I'm like grind it up and brown it up in a pan, throw it in with my chili, and I dare say I almost like it better than venison chili.
Is it anything like raccoon?
No. I've eaten raccoon. Trapping raccoon right now. Raccoon definitely not my favorite.
Mine either. I hear beaver's pretty good, and we'll leave it at that. So what do we have for Christmas presents?
You got it. So we got everything for the enthusiast of the grill as well as other items. But this year, if you are looking for some not only great deals on some grills, but looking for some stocking stuffers, Garrett's has loaded up everything from pizza ovens, rub spices, mixes for bread for pizza dough.
That stuff is pre-made. That stuff is phenomenal, by the way. Bruce gave me a couple packs. That is one reason just to go into Garrett's right there is just to pick up some of that pizza dough. It's crazy.
It's spectacular. I mean, you just add water. That's pretty much all there is to it.
It's idiot-proof.
I was finding with one of those packs that I was getting about 3 10-12-inch pizzas out of it for my Gosney Rockbox pizza oven.
Right. That's what I have too. Yep.
But, you know, if you got someone out there looking for just, you know, hey, some stocking stuffer ideas, tons of rub sauces, anywhere from starting at about $6 on up from there. One exciting thing we do have going right now as we get into the end of, you know, what we'd consider maybe down south normal grilling season in Michigan tends to go all year long, but we've got a bunch of amazing Broil King grills on closeout on our showroom floor that you can save about 25% off. It's going to be the lowest prices in town. So if you're looking for a great American-built grill, I should say America and Canada,
yeah.
They are an amazing grill for the money.
I agree. I sold a ton of those grills when I was in the retail side, and I never had issues with them, and the company was fantastic to deal with. A lot of stainless parts.
Warranty is amazing. Absolutely. On them.
That's what I was going to ask you, Brad, because I had an old one that I ended up giving to my son, but their warranty on those things.
You had a Broil Master.
No, I had a Broil King, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah,
right?
Broil King.
Yeah. The warranty on those, describe that, because that's the part I thought was really cool.
Yeah, so their basic model is called the Crown, and the Crown has a little bit less of a warranty than the Baron. Baron would be the step up. Baron is my go-to grill, which basically has 15 years top-to-bottom warranty on it. Grates, casters, the box, igniters, 15 years, and you're not going to find a better warranty for a grill out there. And it's a grill that's, you know, you can get into a Baron well under $1,000.
Yeah, the guts, and that's the key. And that's part of the reason I'm less of a fan of some of the other brands anymore is because they get shipped off, and a lot of the stuff's made, you know, in places where the quality control isn't there overseas. And,
Not only that, we're going to be seeing, I think, on some of those imported grills with, you know, things changing here government-wise, we're going to be seeing a lot of new tariffs come across. And I think a lot of those grills you're going to either see go down further in quality to keep pricing the same, or the price is going to go up a lot, and they're going to be around the same price point as an American-built product.
Or they're going to just come back here and build it where they're supposed to be building it.
Yeah, don't hold your breath. We'll hope so, but... Yeah, in the meantime, get an American-built Broil King or Garrett's. 25% off on anything we have in stock right now.
I loved your thought about the stocking stuffer, and I'm seeing little bottles of rubs going into stockings. And that, to me, is, I mean, you can never have too many rubs, in my opinion. I have probably too many, but that's because so many factories and guys that are trying to get in give them to me. And your average person doesn't get that much given to them, but... You should maybe try and give some people some like that.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Yep.
I didn't understand that. Well, and at a great price point, too.
I mean, you can try to do something different than you normally do. You know, we got a lot of guys out there and gals listening to the show that maybe, you know, mustard and Lowry's or garlic salt, onion salt, or powders. I mean, it's a great way for a very minimal price point to go out there and try something new, tantalize the taste buds just a little bit different this holiday season.
Yeah, and you're under $10 for one of those. So, I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Let's say you have a $20 limit.
Most of the good rubs start about $7.99 and work their way up from there.
Yeah. Let's say your family, you know, rules if you have them, like we draw names for us and all our kids, and we have to keep it under a certain dollar amount. Well, there's something you can get some quantity in, and you don't have to worry if it fits. It's going to fit.
Yeah, and I think the cool part about that is it really is the gift that keeps giving, because you get a bottle of seasoning, you're going to get several cooks out of that, regardless of how you're using it. You just don't use that much of it per cook. So it's something that they can remember all year long.
And if you go down to Garrett's and you get a chance to run into Mr. Ensing, make sure you go up and get his autograph, because he's quite famous these days.
Well, I don't know about famous. Crazy, maybe. Famous, not so much. But, you know, it's been kind of fun. You know, we're in the holiday season now, so a lot of my time that I'm not waiting on customers or answering emails, I'm baking up a lot of cookies at the shop here, making some fresh loaves of bread as well. So if nothing else, there might be some cookies and some wonderful smells when you come into the showroom.
Right. Hey, Brad, because I know you do a lot of different things when you cook. My wife is into this little sourdough kick. Right now, you got any tips for that?
That is the one thing. So I've been making just an artisan bread loaf at work. Nothing crazy. I keep telling Brittany, one of our owner's daughters, she's been doing a lot of the sourdough kits. I'm like, our starters, I'm like, bring me in some, because my kids absolutely love it when I do get it.
My daughter-in-law makes...
I would be lying if I said I know a lot about the sourdough starters.
Yeah. My daughter-in-law makes a loaf like every day at our house. They're living with us right now while they move. And I don't want them to move out. Jordan can move, but I want Allie to stay.
Yeah, right.
it's so gorgeous, Brad. It's so gorgeous when it comes out. She does it in a Dutch oven. Oops, I said it. It's just...
More to come later. Well, Brad, we got to wrap it up, brother. But tell us where people can find you at Garrett's.
Absolutely. Two locations in Wyoming and in Southeast Grand Rapids. We'd love you to come on, visit us for the holidays here, get an amazing deal on some stocking stuffers or some grills, pizza ovens for the outdoor enthusiast in your life. And as always, guys, thanks so much for having me on this morning.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas, brother.
Yeah, make sure you say hi to Bruce and all the ownership down there.
All right.
Will do, guys. Merry Christmas.
Take care. All right, coming up next, we're going to continue down this gift-giving guide. We've got some the ultimate barbecue case and maybe a little bit of some other things. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit Garrett'sAppliances.com. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, get down to Garrett's Appliance. There are two stores. One over in Kentwood and one in Wyoming, where they got all kinds of things that we were talking about there. But Brad and the team there are amazing and help you out when you walk in the door. Real service.
Yeah, and you may not run into Brad or any of the of his bosses. You know, every year I kind of talk about this crazy thing, and it was just a brain cramp I had 10 years ago because I'm always trying to think about being a dad with a bunch of kids, you're always trying to think about budget and all these things. And then making sure who you get the gift for, that they use it. You know, there's nothing worse than somebody spending a bunch of money on you, and then when they leave, you go, God, I'm never going to use this thing. Right?
Yeah.
Well, so I came up with the idea of buying a cheap plastic tackle box or toolbox and putting some grill stuff in it. And it's kind of evolved over the years. I ended up getting one for Jop that was a big DeWalt tool bag. It was it was a box. Might have had the handle and the rollers even on it, didn't it?
Yeah, it's
a plastic
tote almost, but yeah, it's on wheels and it's got DeWalt. A handle.
Yeah, he looks like
I use that. I still have everything in it.
He looks like a flight attendant when he's bringing it.
Yeah, right. But I still keep everything in it because it holds everything. It was big enough.
Yeah.
Then I mean, the average guy's not going to need something that big. But
I don't know.
For but all the stuff
if,
we do.
If you think about it, you know, here's how it goes. And this is why necessity is the mother of invention, right? It's not that I'm a genius. It's because my wife kept moving my stuff.
Right,
it's like you know, these things are too big. So that's how she talks.
Well,
trust me.
And you know, we both do some catering work, and I keep all of my serving utensils and my tongs in there. I'm a snob about tongs. They've got to be the kind with a little clamshell on the end and the locking thing that holds them together when they're stored.
Yep.
But open up and there's a spring in there, and they have to match on the end. Okay, they can't miss because that's when you drop
enough
stuff.
Times,
you throw them away and you get a new one.
You leave them at a job is what you do. You here, keep these pans, keep all this stuff. I don't want it back.
But I've got maybe 30 pairs of tongs, and that's a little.
Where do you go, the dollar store for those?
No, I don't. Quite opposite of that is that I go to the restaurant supply because I want the good ones that are going to hold up. And they're $6-7 a piece. They're not huge.
But they're hugely better.
Right.
They don't get offset. And here's why you don't want to. I wanted to talk to you about, we kind of harp or talk about this every year, Father's Day gifts or whatever. You don't want to buy somebody a barbecue kit.
Right.
You don't want to get the, it's got the tongs and the fork. You'll never use the fork. Okay?
Ever.
You
Ever.
Shouldn't. The spatula, that's probably the only thing you'll use in there because the tongs have that like round thing on each end
the
and
D.
they don't line up.
The metal D.
Right.
Yeah. That does is let you drop stuff.
If you want to do some branding like of your cats or something, get the cat man mad.
Right.
If you want to brand something, you can do that with that, but it's not for lifting food. Trust me.
Right.
There are several variations of tools that, you know, I used to rep for different companies that had some very cool stuff. One that I really liked was a spatula with a tong on the other side.
Right.
And that was very handy, especially if you're picking up a butt. Like I have to slide those butts out of that homemade smoker I've got.
Yep.
I got to reach in there pretty long.
Right.
And it's black and dirty. You're going to get your sleeves all messed up if you put your hand in there.
Right.
You got to have barbecue gloves or food gloves.
Right.
Or there's all sorts of variations of those you can do. And what you don't want to do is just buy the first pair of leather grilling gloves you see, because they're probably from somewhere overseas and they have very little insulation.
Right. And you'll figure that out when you got something hot in your hands.
Right, yeah. When you drop your first load. So depending on what you're using them for, the average guy with a grill, sure, maybe those basic gloves are a good starter. All the more reason to have a larger box because you're going to throw all this stuff in there. But here's a caveat. You got to be careful when you throw those gloves in there if they're a little damp because they will get moldy in the summer if you're not careful. So you got to open that stuff up and air it out. Because
well, don't put them away wet. Let them dry out before you put them in back in the box.
Yeah. And what I ended up doing ultimately, because I handle so many smokers, is I found a beautiful welding supply store. And there's a chain of them in Michigan. One of them's on M21 in Ionia in West Michigan. And it's a welding supply store, and they have all sorts of grades of gloves. I got a pair that were, I don't know, I'm saying they were $90. They're great big because when I had my last smoker, that ABS, those plates on top were so hot.
Right.
I couldn't find anything that would handle them. Even those welding gloves would not handle those hot rods.
Well, they're 800 degrees when you're picking them off there. It's going to go through anything,
But there's all kinds of things you can throw in that box. I love Jop's suggestion of going to the restaurant supply store for some of the tools.
Right.
Great idea. Go to Garrett's for some of those rubs. Go to Sobeys for rubs and sauces.
And sausage.
You will get the sausage.
Right, yeah.
Yep. Oh, Conrad woke up.
Yeah, a pizza stone. You can turn your gas grill into a pizza maker.
Great idea.
You can buy the little stone. It's a ceramic thing, maybe a half inch thick, and you set it on there, get it hot, turn your grill on high and get it hot before you use it, and let it cool before you take it off there because they get brittle when they're really hot.
And you'll need the gloves.
Right. Yep, exactly, that we're talking about.
Yeah, pizza stone's a great idea.
Yeah, and they're cheap, you know, $20 maybe.
And they come in a box, so when you wrap it, it won't be a dead giveaway.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Gosh, there's so many things. A thermopen, a basic thermopen. Maybe you don't want to spend the several hundred dollars for the new RF radio frequency with it. I mean, fantastic. We'll go through that next week because we're going to have Chef Martin on the show to talk about that unit, because Jop will by then have his new unit. I'll have gotten to play with mine, and hopefully my internet's working so I can finish programming it.
Yep.
But so basic thermopen.
Right.
Got to have one.
A digital thermometer is what we're talking about.
You should have two or three of them.
The number one problem that people have is they overcook or undercook their food. And most of the time it's overcooked.
Number one and number two.
Well, cooking temperature, maybe. I will go with that. But generally it's overcooked. And then it gets dry
very
and gets
often.
Tough. And
and people want to do that with chicken.
Yeah, I know.
My wife doesn't like it, you know, if there's any juice coming out of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, right.
You've got the wrong wife.
Right.
I didn't say that.
So there's lots of gadgets out there. Some of them are gimmicky, like, I've seen people get a bacon hanger where you can hang a strip of bacon and set it on your grill. And then the heat from the grill cooks the bacon and it drips off.
Kind of cool.
But you get flare-ups.
I think you bought me one once.
I don't know. Same thing with like a jalapeno popper. If you don't cut them in half and make them boats, but you make them little cups, there's like a little steel grate.
That's actually really handy.
Right. They sit in there like ice cream cones.
Yes.
Right?
I would say that's handy.
Yeah. And the thing is, these things are $15, $20, $25. You can get them at big box stores. You can get them online. Obviously, everything's online. But those are kind of cool things that you don't use every day, but if you have them, you might when you're throwing a party.
So shout out to our affiliates out there. You might be listening up in Big Rapids on WBRN, and they've got some awesome places up there to shop. You should check out their sponsors because I don't know right offhand now that I opened this Pandora's box. If you go to Lansing, WJIM plays our show twice because they like it so much. They've got a couple of sponsors I know of that are downtown that are grill shops that are awesome.
Yep.
Patronize those people that are helping promote the stations that play our show that give you products that you like, because you got to buy it somewhere. You're not spending that much, but show a little love for your community is the word.
Right. Hey, I got another one that's really cool, is a propane tank gas level gauge. It goes between the nozzle on the tank and what you're hooking up to it.
Wonderful idea.
Yeah, because it tells you how much there's a needle on there, and based on the pressure, it tells you how much gas is left.
Right.
And they're pretty dang accurate. And I got 5 propane tanks at home, and I got 5 of those.
Only 5?
Yeah, because that I believe in them that much, because the last thing you want to do is run out of propane when you start to cook.
That's a bad party right there.
Yeah, right. Yep. Exactly.
It'll ruin it only party. Happens to you once.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you get 5 tanks. Yeah. So you got back
at least 2.
I mean, I got three devices that use them, so I rotate them through.
I have one of those soldering torches that hooks onto the little green can.
Benzomatic or whatever.
Yeah, Benzomatic.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic way to light a grill. If your igniter's gone, forget the little long lighter. Go get a Benzomatic and a big little green tank, the little 1-pound tanks, and torch that baby. It lights every time.
Right.
Good for cigars, too.
Coming up next, we're going to go to Fen Valley Winery. If you don't have a great bottle of wine to share with your family on Christmas or New Year's, you need to go get one, and we're going to talk to Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley. You listen to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
If you're feeling hungry and you want something to eat, make yourself a list and head on down to Sobey Meats, where our staff is always friendly and they all know our creed. Come on down to Sobey's and let us meet your needs. We have kielbasa, kapusta, chicken, pork, and beef. Seafood and hot sticks, a snack that can't be beat. Dairy and deli, groceries, beer and wine. And once you shop at Sobey's, you'll shop there all the time.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Please stop by to see Teresa and myself and the whole gang for good old-fashioned service at 3450 Remembrance Road. Make sure you visit SobeyMeats.com for our specials, and thank you for your support.
So when you're feeling hungry and you want something to eat, make yourself a list and head on down to Sobey Meats. And if you're really satisfied, there's one way we can tell. When you leave the store, make sure you ring our bell.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.
Now hit me!
Oh, yeah. The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker. It's okay this time of year, but we're thinking about the holiday season, and with Christmas and New Year's coming up, those are kind of families and friends celebration nights. And when I think of doing that, I think, geez, I need a really good bottle of wine, Bob.
Yeah, indeed. And depending on where you are and who your wine purveyors are, if you're in West Michigan and you want to go right to the source, you go to Fen Valley. You can check your local liquor and wine stores, too. But right now on the live line, we have Brian Lesperance, the general manager at Fen Valley. How are you, Brian?
Great. Nice to talk to you guys.
Hey, I was just, as they were leading up to this, I was just thinking of the last bottle of port. I have to come in and get some more port because I've always had a nice stash of Fen Valley port, and I drained the last bottle last year, and it's that time of year, isn't it?
It is. It's a great time of year to be enjoying a nice little hit of some port there before, after dinner or whenever it suits your needs there. Good wine by the fire, for sure.
Especially if it's snowing, because any old port in a storm works really well. Right? Especially yours.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Yep. So, Brian, holidays are here. I'm going to do a standing rib roast for the family, and I'm looking for a recommendation on wine with that.
Sounds like I should head over your way there for the holidays.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Always welcome to.
You know, wine and food is a great topic. We love talking about it. I often go to the spice, you know, of the food, obviously. You know, I'm assuming with the standing rib roast, you're going to have some kind of a dry rub on that. Probably knowing you guys, you're pretty into just kind of classic technique. So if you're doing kind of a salt, pepper, garlic thing, you know, I would go with something in that Bordeaux red category, you know, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot. Meritage is a blend of the three of the big Bordeaux grapes. I really like Merlot with a rib roast. It's got a lot of body and texture to it, so it's going to have that kind of, it's almost got a meaty sensation to it.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be Michigan Merlots have that savory side, but then they also bring those kind of high fruit notes, this dark cherry and raspberry notes that can really kind of complement the meat as well.
That last Merlot I got from you, I'm not sure what year it is, 22. It's just fantastic. I'm really hoarding it because it tends to go too fast.
Smooth like butter.
Yeah.
Well, hey, remember we make more, so you know, don't need to save it over there.
Speaking of saving, like let's say, you know, I'm a huge Meritage fan. How long can I keep a bottle of that on the rack? I have a wine rack, several, that all my bottles are lying down in. Of course, anything with a cork. And I do rotate them, maybe twice a year. I don't know.
They last that long.
How long can... Yeah. I rotate the last bottle.
Right, yeah.
Right.
How long can you comfortably age a bottle of red, maybe a Michigan red in particular?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly longer than probably people think. I have no problem putting these Bordeaux reds, well-made Michigan reds, you know, down for a decade. You know, they are going to get softer. They're going to get more nuanced. You're going to lose some of that fresh fruit. It's going to be replaced with more notes of, you know, leather and some of the more savory side is going to come forward as they age, but... you know, they should hold up real well, and they tend to get a little more complexity to them at that point. But again, you know, a lot of people, I feel like people either don't age their wine long enough, they age it too long. You know, you get it in your wine rack, and it sort of gets out of sight, out of mind. And
yeah.
Next thing you know, you pull that thing out in 15 years, and it's probably a little past its prime.
Right.
And you missed an opportunity. So you know, it's always a slippery slope.
And when it's... like a really special wine, I'm thinking of one somebody gave me years ago. It was a gift, and it was a very exquisite bottle. And I, you know, it was kind of back to the hoarding thing, where I just don't want to open it. You know, I want to save it. It's so special. Well, I waited too long, and I opened it, I don't know how many years later, maybe 15,
yep.
And it was gone. I was so sad.
Yeah.
Because I was so looking forward
too,
to
you
it.
Know. And this time of year, you know, you're giving wine. Wine is a great gift. You know, I'm not just saying that because I make a living selling it. But, you know, people have so much stuff, especially, you know, adults. They don't, you know, you can get, I just ordered something right before this call on Amazon. You know, be here tomorrow. I can get stuff whenever I want. Wine is a great gift because it's something that you're going to experience. You know, it's kind of that experiential gift that doesn't require you to, you know, get on an airplane. And so, you know, when I give wine to people, I always encourage them, hey, drink this. You know, I didn't give it to you to put in your wine rack. I want you to go have an experience with your loved ones or with somebody that you haven't seen in a while. Go use it. That's why I gave it to you. And so, you know, whenever I give it, I always try to give them that caveat. I don't want to see this bottle when I come back to visit.
Right. Now, we have a very large audience on the podcast side. I mean, all over the world. And it's surprising. You know, it's an honor to think that many people are listening in different countries and different places. But at least in the U.S., you have a wine club that my daughter and son-in-law belong to, and they're in New York, and you ship them, like, I think a couple bottles every month or something like that. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, wine clubs come in all shapes and sizes, but ours is 3, 6, or 12 bottles three times a year. You're basically allocated wine. Sometimes they're really special bottles. We've got one reserve Cabernet Sauvignon right now that's not available to the public. It's literally just a one-of-a-kind item that we saved for our club. And, yeah, they can ship it. Some people come. If they're local, they come pick it up. We're in 37 states, I think, right now, so you can have it shipped. That's another great
gift.
You know, we have people that buy them. That's their gift. You know, they get their kids a wine club membership, and it's like three times a year, randomly three bottles shows up, and
that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Thinking about you.
This is the show about get Christmas gifts you know, so that's like now you don't even have to ship bottles. You can let the folks at Fen Valley ship them for you.
Right. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, plus, if you're in the club, then when they come visit, they get a bunch of benefits, too. So it's, when you come in, you get free tastings. You get a discount every day on even your first bottle. So our
is
club's
there,
pretty generous. We really love our club members. They're a huge part of our team here.
Is there still time for somebody to sign up for the wine club and get it in time for Christmas?
Well, that's the good thing about the club. You know, the club takes effect immediately. And that first, our next shipment will be in the spring. So, you know, right now you could sign up. You know, give them the information, and then they'll have this, like, surprise coming in March when the allocation goes out. But if they were in town for the holidays, you get them the membership right now. They walk in here over the holidays, they're going to get their benefits right away. You know, you walk in, get your free tastings, get your discounts, and then know you've got something coming in the mail in a couple months. So, yeah, not too late at all for that kind of stuff. You know, we're around. You know, we're open Christmas Eve and everything, because we like to make sure that dining room table's got some Fen Valley on it. We're gonna take every opportunity we can to help you out.
Yeah, and so should our listeners, because it is a great destination. It's a great afternoon to go down and just check out the winery. Brian, tell people where you're at, so if they're not familiar.
Yeah, we're just down in Fenville, just off of 196. So a little bit east of 196 there. Pretty easy drive for folks that coming from the greater GR area, Kalamazoo area. Those are all kind of our hometown fans, and we're also online at fenvalley.com.
Awesome. Well, Brian, I hope you and your family have a very happy and safe holiday season. You going skiing anywhere?
Hopefully. We'll see what happens. Yeah. You know, got to get some snow going, but it looks like it's starting to turn to real winter. So thanks for that. Enjoy the holiday, both of you guys. Make sure you get out there on those grills.
All right, man. Take care. Brian Lesperance, Fen Valley Winery. If you get an opportunity to get down there and see him, it's a wonderful place to visit, and you'll come away with some really good wine.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right, man. He's one of my favorite guys.
Yeah.
He's so good at what he does, and their wines really are good. I mean, they're a sponsor, and we truly appreciate that. But at the end of the day, their wine is really good.
Oh, I've turned so many people onto it. And when I brought my daughter and my son-in-law in there, they were living out of state, and I brought them down there, and then they treated them like wine club members. I mean, my daughter was so thrilled to be able to be there.
Right.
You know, and she deals with a lot of cool products. You know, she works for the Food Network.
Right.
And so she deals with really cool stuff all the time. That was a big thrill for her.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the middle of December. Get out. Do your shopping. Buy that griller in your world, some of the things that we talked about, and they will appreciate it. It's the gift that keeps on giving, because a bottle of seasoning is good for, you know, several months. So get out there and fire up a grill or smoker and create some grill envy in your neighborhood, because it is still the grilling season year-round.
And for all the kamaainas out there, hauli makahiki ho and mile kaliki maka.
What he said.
Wow.
Be safe and have a great holiday season, and we'll talk with you next week.
See you.